When you're with a woman, go through play by play what you like to do. If in your fantasy, what do you like to do with a woman? Or you start out, you're fully clothed. How do you work this?
How do I work it?
That's what I said.
Well, first I start by maybe nibbling on her earlobes.
Okay, so now you're nibbling on her earlobes. Take it from there.
And then I might blow in her ear.
You don't play fair at all, do you? Okay.
Then I might start French kissing her.
Ooh.
And then take the bra off and then pull her panties off.
All right.
And then by that time, I should start to get hard.
We've all been waiting for that time.
To get hard, I could probably start by licking her titty nipples and start licking her pussy. So I'm in the giny hole.
Giny hole.
And then,
do you say that to the lady? Do you let her know you're in her giny hole?
Do you call it a giny hole?
To her face.
Let's say you're telling her what you're doing. What do you call the vagina?
The cunt.
you romantic.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I might need a life preserver over here because I got a flood next to me.
Ruckus knuckers. Let them try to find me. Let them try to find me. Show them all who the king is.
Oh! Big Show. It's Playboy Radio. Go big. Go home.
Yeah.
Did I jumped right out, right?
No, it's good.
Okay, I'm good.
But now this.
I'm getting lessons.
Yeah,
Vicky has decided to give me free lessons in her how to be a radio host. Seminars that she's teaching at Learning Annexes, so I'm very excited.
Oh, that's great.
What I just got what they consider a green belt in radio.
Oh, that's great.
Because, yeah.
So now you can break a board with a front kick.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
If I get attacked by a board coming straight at me,
you know what to do.
Someone holding it out,
you know how
I can
to deal
kick
with it.
It.
Yeah.
Things
You're
are going
welcome.
Big. Thank you, Vicky. Thank you for your working with me and being.
And your work with all the students at the Learning Annexes across the galaxy.
It's so weird.
It's a rough job.
Yeah, it's weird. Because she, you know who she has to follow? Nina Hartley.
Oh.
She's doing Learning Annex about how to be 80 and still get people to pay you the fuck on camera.
Wow, a little shrapnel.
Yeah.
Who knew?
I've just never been into her. You know, like,
yeah.
Like I was into porn early.
Yeah,
and like,
we know.
She was there, and I'm like, oh, she's here. But now she's never gone away. And now I hear she's the nicest person. It's just like, you ever just see that girl in porn? You're like, I don't want to watch you fuck anymore.
Come on, we lit you 2 years ago. We gave you the light 2 years ago, lady.
Wrap it up.
Put your camera banging.
Go talk to – okay. So it's a big show. Very excited. How am I going to get – am I going to be able to get the people calling in? Rick, I mean, I know you're doing stuff, like putting the show together. But how am I going to call him? Oh, he's waiting for a call. We got an exciting show. We got some big, big guests coming in.
It's a big one. You can feel it, too.
You know, I was just going to do this hour of us just talking to ourselves.
Right.
But then I went to the comic store after getting back into town from Alaska. I had a great time in Alaska.
Good.
Hung out. Coots.
Sure.
Chill Coot Charlie's is one of the best gigs you'll ever do. It's a lot of fun. They treat you like gold out there.
All right. I'll be there soon.
So I went to the comedy store, and I'm talking to a lot of comedians, and all of a sudden I hear singing and dancing. I'm like, what is going on in the belly room? And I run up. Of course, it's Monday night.
Yep.
The longest running show at the Comedy Store.
The best, too.
The best. The Ding Dong Show is going on. But tonight is like a special night because everybody in the room is clicked in.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Dude, it's awesome.
And either way, it works when the crowd doesn't know what's going on and you're like, this is gold. This is the first time
you
seeing this.
You can't lose.
Right?
Yeah.
And then the second, but when everybody's into it, you're like, oh, I'm amongst my friends.
Yeah.
They get this.
I heard from a separate avenue that last night's Ding Dong Show was amazing.
It was so amazing. But before we get it, before we bring in our special, did he just hang up on us?
Somebody gave me the wrong number.
Okay.
Whoa.
Hold on.
No.
Dude, you got catfish, Sam.
Dude, no.
Yeah, you did.
We just called. Hold on. We just called.
Check it off of this.
All right. So.
You keep talking.
All right.
About your love of America.
Well, you know, it's a great country, and I think when you watch the history documentaries, the World
Wars.
That's
it. Try it again.
Really. Sam, I'm in the middle of a really amazing point. When you watch the World Wars, you realize how much it took for the freedom that this country just gift wraps every citizen. You know, I mean, we're talking about guys laying in holes, getting ready to die.
Yeah.
You know, all just because they want to free people from a guy who has a weird mustache because apparently he
invented crystal meth.
Sure. Yeah. Along that, he had a lot of downtime.
I'm just sending him a text right now. So we'll get into this.
So anyway, Hitler shaved his mustache because the gas mask couldn't go on fully.
Oh, well, point taken.
There you go.
Well, he invented crystal meth because he wanted his...
Yeah, super troopers.
Yeah, he wanted to not have to feed them and have them be crazy and be able to stay up for days on end. Little did he know, he just created a bunch of dudes who tried to suck each other's dicks.
Yeah. Just picking at their skin. Just like, a lot of the soldiers' skins don't look good.
Do you know what they call...
They're all sucking each other's dicks.
They call it queer juice.
Really?
Not a doctor or a scientist.
No, people in recovery. It's called queer juice.
Because it makes
people
you...
want to do some weird shit.
All right.
Oh.
Fun stories. Yeah. We'll give it another couple minutes, and if not, we're going to bring in our guest.
Do we want to talk about who we're going to have on the phone or no?
Yeah, we're going to have the Reverend Bob Levy supposed to call in. You know him from the Howard Stern show. Yeah. And him and I've always heard like, oh, we should work together because we both love eating ass.
Right.
Now, he goes next level with it, and he eats ass on stage.
That's right.
What?
Yeah.
During shows.
Yeah.
With blue cheese.
Yeah. You'll eat blue cheese out of an ass.
Well, now, I want to know why blue cheese.
Well, because probably is it fucking in New Jersey and we put blue cheese. Blue cheese is our ranch, the way ranch is here. They just try to fucking throw ranch on everything
here. Do you think that's there or do you think it just disinfects in some weird way? Is it like, you know, when all the CSI guys walk in, they put that stuff under their nose so they can't smell the dead people?
Yeah.
Do you think that's
what
that is?
So you're saying instead of waiting for the mold to be penicillin later.
Yeah.
You use the mold as blue cheese while you're doing the act. That could be another selling
point
for the condiment.
Might be a twofer.
Try him again. He says, what the fuck?
Might be a twofer.
Nothing?
Yeah, busy signal.
It's busy. Give me another. Okay. Give me another number.
For those of you listening at home, this is a phone call not going right.
Okay, so break it down for us. Explain to the listeners.
Well, ideally what would happen, Sam, is you know, you would
get... Oh, can I real quick, can I hear a sound effect?
This is just the World Wars all over again.
Can I hear a sound effect?
What do you want?
Can I hear a sound effect
what do you want, bud?
Of the phone not being answered?
A busy signal?
Or maybe that, too.
Okay, sure.
Beep. 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 It's uncanny. How good that is.
People probably were like, oh, we're on hold now. No, that was me.
Can I hear a sound effect of ass eating on stage with blue cheese?
Uh-huh.
Oh, God, I don't like blue cheese. Be penicillin later.
Wow, that really worked.
Weren't you right there?
Well... That really worked.
Weren't you guys right there?
Yeah.
That's a stunning visual.
I'm like, man, for a guy who hates eating ass.
Yeah. And
Gareth
blue cheese.
Really
and blue cheese.
Oh, you don't like blue cheese?
Yeah, either.
I never really got... I'm now slowly getting into it.
Well, probably since you heard that it's good in an asshole.
Yeah. Well done. Oh, my God. I mean, at some point, will it ever happen with Bob Levy on the phone, on the radio?
I don't know. It's like...
Might not happen this week, it feels like.
Did we have
or
it?
Ever.
We lose
I mean, like,
or
this
maybe
is
ever?
Week two.
Oh, it is?
We've tried.
And what's funny is before I left, this afternoon I texted him and I was like, can you please give me this guy's number now so I can put it on the notes so that we're not scrambling around on the air for it?
Well, it's a good thing we avoided that, Vic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Are you getting anything, Rick? Nothing? No. All right.
Well, that was
do it another time.
That was another naughty show phone call. Naughty show phone calls are brought to you by Preparation. They're good with phone calls.
Dude, we did prepare for this. I texted them 8 times.
That's right,
the
preparation. It's the silver bullets of phone call problems.
Forget it. Send in the legends.
Let's have a booth full of legends, and we're fucking around with the phone. Come on, people. Let's give the Illuminati what they want.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Welcome to the show, a legend in the entertainment business. One of my favorite. Don, sit up here. Why are you sitting second row? I want to talk to you.
I'm super nervous.
Oh, man. Dude. You'll be fine, Don.
Real quick, Don. What number appearance is this? This is four or five?
Whoa, I thought it was four. That's what I would say.
It's up. It's getting up.
You know what? It'd be best if I talked into the mic and then you could hear.
Yeah.
I think it's four, but I can't tell you.
We got to get you back on so you get the five
get
time
the nice,
club.
You get the nice jacket, everything.
Oh, that's even better than I thought. I will say this, and I want to make sure that everyone knows this. I do these things, and I work my frickin' ass
off. You work your ass off.
I really do. And you know what? There is one group of people that always wants me on, that always treats me with respect. And that's right here at the Naughty Show. And I can't thank you enough.
Damn right.
That's the reason.
Television's Don Barris saying that. I'd like to get that as a ringtone if you guys don't mind.
If you ever want me, that's the reason when you said, will you do it tomorrow? Immediately, yes, I would. And today I brought some people with me. As you know, the lovely Mary Jane.
I think this is her fifth time, too. Yeah. Oh, fourth time, too. Five. Almost five-timer, Mary Jane.
Two jackets coming up.
Very big. Mary Jane, there was a time in my life where I used to go to jerk-off booths, and I once saw you in there. And I just wanted to say that changed the channel, not to be disrespectful to you.
No, but
she was in a jerk-off
booth? Reiterate that I wasn't physically in the vicinity.
You were not.
Yeah,
your video
good.
Was.
I'm glad you did that follow-up.
Thank you.
But I changed the channel. Because I love you too much.
Thank you very
much.
Okay,
I wouldn't get creepy like that.
Thank you.
And
thank
I don't know if you know this. One of the great rappers from Detroit, Michigan, moved out to Los Angeles. The great Rucka Rucka Ali.
Yeah.
Rucka, congratulations! You are now a regular on the Naughty Show.
Hell yeah!
A lot of people enjoyed your episode. Love that you smoke crack.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to have you back. Thank you.
Cool.
And I don't know if you know this guy. This guy was so prepared today. I told him to be at my place at 8:45 tonight. He showed up a little late, 9 o'clock a.m. All right. He was over 12 hours early, some people say.
That's pretty good.
Why'd you do that, Schizo?
I don't know, man.
Oh, can you hear it? Go one more time.
Why did you do that?
Spaced out.
Okay, good enough. I can hear
seems
you.
Like a voice of being spaced out, too, right there in the same moment.
The good thing is he was able to make it back this evening.
That's good.
At 8:20, very early.
Also,
again.
We have Vince with us, but he's just taking
Vince,
pictures. No, don't. That's too much.
Okay. It's kind
really
of boring.
Too much
don't let him
really bore
boring.
Not kind of. Really boring, so we never let him talk. So what's up there?
Don, I had to have you on tonight because I got to be honest with you. Last night, the Ding Dong Show was one of the best I'd ever seen.
Really?
Just something last night, everybody clicked. It just was like, there's two ways that you can enjoy the Ding Dong Show.
Right.
Some new people just show up and they don't know what's going on. And it's fun to watch that.
They're frightened, yes.
They're not frightened, but they're like, what is going on?
They don't leave. Right.
They don't leave. It's like two deer have been hit.
No,
right
it's
in the
like
middle.
Fat people fighting at Denny's. You're like,
that's another way to put it. Yes,
this is so interesting to watch. Or what happened last night, which is just the crowd gets it, clicks, and everybody's singing along.
By the way, can I tell you something? I was looking at the crowd, and you're right. The place was pretty full, and here was my problem. I kept looking out there. And I saw Ron Jeremy, and he's like putting his hands over his face, and I was thinking, boy, he really hates us tonight. But then I found out later, he's really not doing well.
Yeah, he was just in the hospital, man.
Was he really?
He had a heart attack.
Oh, my God.
He does not look – well, that's a way to brighten up this show.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
He was in relatively good spirits.
He was with a chick. Who is that young lady? Who looked,
Mary Jane.
Erica McClain. Her husband was a staff photographer for Hustler through, I believe, the 80s and the 90s. And I think they first worked on Barely Legal. So she was the missus of all that.
Oh, legend of the game.
I don't know if you saw this, but I was looking at her breasts, and I have not seen breasts that seemed to hurt her more than anything. They were full.
She
they
had
were
to carry
full,
them, which sucks.
You could see the redness where the base was. It was, God, that's just tough.
But even like Ron Jeremy's got to carry around that monster hog. You know, like that's a lot of blood to be pumping.
I know that feeling.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about the size of my dick. And it's not nearly as big as your dick. You have a giant dick.
Well, it's been said. But really, are you in a poor class, medium class, or what type
of class? I'm 5.5 inches.
He's a Cinderella story
Seriously?
Waiting to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
What
yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
You root
Which
for
is
he's
the
underdog.
Norm oh, okay, of America.
Okay. Have you guys ever had sex?
No. No, it would ruin our awesome dynamic.
And now that I know about the 5.5.
Yeah.
Oh, do you
wanna,
let me ask
she
you
likes
this.
Monster Hog.
Can we play a little game here?
Called stare at his dick, see if it turns you on.
No, not that.
Okay.
Let's blindfold you. And we'll both put our penis in one at a time, and you try to guess whose penis belongs to who.
Oh, that sounds like a fun game.
I don't know that I would know inches to the feel, so it might work.
Yeah.
But I don't care. Let's just play. No, that's
I
think
it's the kind of game you can figure out the rules as you're playing it,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I think we go. Yeah.
I think the guys would agree. If you don't get it the first time, you can go as many rounds as
Absolutely.
You like.
Voice of
Absolutely.
Reason.
Let's get a blindfold in here.
Absolutely. That's fair.
It's time for Super Bowl 34 of Feeling Dicks.
What are you laughing at, Schizo? That's funny. You don't even get it.
Schizo, say what. Give us a play-by-play. What just happened really fast?
Well, I guess.
Come on, you're on the radio. You got to click, baby. You got to click. When somebody asks you a question, you got to be there.
Judging the size of all the guys' cocks.
I'm not. I'm not. Don't look at me and say to me that I'm judging all the guys' cocks. Miss,
okay, you
Miss Lovely Vicky is judging all the guys' cocks.
That's right.
Do you think Vicky's cute?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you weren't asking me.
Vicky looks like a very nice young lady.
Okay.
Now, last night, you...
You better be complimentary.
Yeah. Well, last night...
Why wouldn't he be... Hold everything. Why wouldn't he be complimentary? You're gorgeous.
Thank you, Don.
You keep yourself up perfect. Even your nails. Look at your nails, how lovely they are.
Yeah.
Ooh,
two
thanks.
Episodes of everybody telling Vicky how attractive
thanks,
she is.
Thanks, everybody.
Really? Who else? Who was on before us?
It was just us. We were just... Sometimes we'll just do an episode of us just talking.
Well, I'm glad that we came here for this.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're super glad you guys are on.
Oh, thanks. Hey, by the way, I know...
By the way, Don, real quick.
Yes.
I just want to let you know...
Sure.
...that the first episode that we can shoot in here... Because they're thinking about putting cameras in and it becoming a big thing.
Yes,
we want to have you guys on.
Put it down. We're here.
The inaugural video podcast.
Oh, I would definitely
at
do
Playboy
that.
Radio of the Naughty Show.
Absolutely.
And just to let you know what I tried to do today because I put this together last second. I know it was your birthday, Schizo. I was trying to get about 5 or 6 hardcore adult film stars to come and give you lap dances for your birthday. I mean, hardcore.
No shit.
Yeah, total shit.
They were here at 8 this morning. And then
where were
shit.
You? Why didn't you come?
I don't know.
Yeah, you gotta plan out your schedule.
Do Dude, we're talking Polish. Adult film stars
Polish.
Who like gave
twin
up
sisters.
On their rights.
Oh wait, they're not twins.
No, they're
but
not
they are
twins.
Sisters.
And they just all they care about is having sex.
Those Poles have no value system whatsoever.
Yeah, that's true. They just they came here because they were the best at fucking in their country.
Whoa.
They won like a fuck cup.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The national fuck
they were
cup.
Gonna come here and be give you lap dances, but you weren't here.
Can I ask Schizo a quick question?
Yes,
I've always wondered this. When you're with a woman, what
Don,
is this?
Real quick, while you ask this, can you put the mic, because we're having problems with this mic.
Come here.
Oh.
Get a little closer to me. Get a little closer to me. When you're with a woman, go through play by play what you like to do. If in your fantasy, what do you like to do with a woman? Or you start out, you're fully clothed. How do you work this?
How do I work it?
That's what I said.
Well, first I start by maybe nibbling on her earlobes.
Oh, that's hot.
All right.
Look at me.
That's
I am fully
shit.
Erect.
Yeah.
And
I have a little boner going.
Yeah.
According
See, mine's
to
fully
Vicky,
erect.
That's all I get.
Okay, so now you're nibbling on her earlobes. Take it from there.
And then I might blow in her ear.
You don't play fair at all, do you? Okay.
You take no hostages in the war of love.
Blowing in her ear. Take it from there.
Then I might start French kissing her.
Ooh.
Then I'll start moving in and trying to take her bra off.
Whoa!
Nice.
Whoa!
Yeah, hot. Then what?
That's man shit right there.
Then I'll snap the button on her jeans.
Oh.
What if she's wearing a dress? Does that throw you off or you can't do it then?
Oh, if she's wearing a dress? Then I can move in and try to start taking her dress off. And then take the bra off and then pull her panties off.
All right.
And then by that time, I should start to get hard.
We've all been waiting for that time. That's great.
I was wondering when that happened. You didn't give any clue what was going on, so I didn't know. But go on.
What if you're not hard yet?
Yeah.
What
oh,
if you're
good
not
question.
Hard yet?
What the
do
dress
you do
is off.
If you're not hard yet.
Well, then, to get hard, I could probably start by licking her titty nipples.
Oh, the titty nipples.
Titty nipples.
And then move from titty nipples down her belly and start licking her pussy.
Her pussy nipples.
And licking her pussy. And
now, do you lick what part of the vagina do you work? Do you work the little man in the boat, or you just eat the whole thing?
All over.
All over.
Nice.
And kind of like tongue, get my tongue right inside and start start playing with the clitoris.
Hold on. Can I just stop right there? I got to tell a little something about myself.
Okay, please do.
When I first started exploring the vaginal area, one of the things, I wasn't into the taste that much. But let me tell you, this is where pot has helped me. It ruined my taste buds, so now I can beat the hell out of that puss.
Really?
All right,
that's
take it from
a fun
there.
Story right there.
All right, you're in the giny hole. You're tasting the juices. Now what happens?
Okay, and so I'm in the giny hole.
Giny hole.
And then,
do you say that to the lady? Do you let her know you're in her giny hole?
Wait a minute. He's asking you a question. You have to hear him, too. Do you call it a giny hole?
To her face.
Or vaginal.
You like call it a vaginal.
Let's say you're telling her what you're doing. What do you call the vagina?
The cunt.
You romantic.
You are, oh, my God. Wow. I might need a life preserver over here because I got a flood next to me.
And then by this time, I might be feeling, you know, if I'm getting hard.
Yeah.
And then I move up. And I get my cock right up, the tip of my cock right up into her cunt.
It's so
and then
sexy.
I start ramming it in there.
Yeah,
ramming it.
Do.
You don't play games, do
you? You don't just tip it first. Did you just the tip?
Well, I start getting the tip in, and I start easing it in there.
Yeah.
And once I get it in, then I feel the way the muscles of the vagina. Kind of
or like, what else? What do you call it?
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you call it?
What do you call it?
The vagina muscles.
Yeah.
And they enclose on the penis. Oh. And then I start to kind of, you know, work it.
Yeah.
And work it. And work
now, do you
it.
Have a rhythm that you do? Is yeah, it just straight up and down
I'm,
around
I'm,
the
I'm
world?
I'm kind of a musician myself.
Right.
Okay.
So I kind of have a rhythm and a beat in the way I move and fuck the girl.
Yeah.
So I fuck her, and I keep on fucking her. And I keep on fucking her, and at the same time that I'm fucking her, I'm rubbing her titty nipples with the palms of my hands.
Titty nipples.
And I'm French kissing her, and at the same time as I'm fucking her.
What would you just break?
What?
Nothing. Go on. Keep it going.
And I'm fucking her, and eventually as I'm fucking her, uh-huh. I'm getting to the point where I'm just about ready to come.
Wait, hold on. Now, are you thinking, are you going to pull out? Or are you just going to go and just really just cream pie?
Hold on just a second. What a great question. That's
Thank
why you.
You
were running
Thank
this
you.
Show.
I would never interrupt, but I know what our listeners want to hear.
And I'm,
are you making babies?
Well, yeah, I guess we're making babies.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's if I hadn't used a condom.
Well, you didn't.
Yeah,
you just
you
went
didn't
through it. You never put on a condom.
I never put on a condom in this situation.
You were too preoccupied with her titty nipples and her
I
cunt.
Was too preoccupied with the whole situation.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I evidently in this time I just fully went for the whole score and fucking just totally engulfed myself and immerse myself in this whole situation.
You really don't play fair.
You
do
don't, dude. Really quick, put on those headphones, Surfer, because you know sometimes you gotta hear what's going on.
Yeah, because you didn't hear anything break while you're doing that.
All right, can you hear us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
You're right. Talking a little clearer too.
There we go.
Yeah.
Amazing. Amazing how that works.
It's amazing.
Now, last night you were offered the chance to get a truck driver's. A daughter pregnant.
Who was only 19 years old.
Oh.
I don't know how she... Whoa, here comes that truck driver now.
She was 21.
No, she wasn't.
Ladies know ladies,
I think. She was 21. She was just lying because she really wanted to get pregnant.
Yeah.
Oh. So what was I going to do? Take her back in the green room?
Yeah.
So we're
no, I think
people.
It was going to go
Sam?
On stage.
Sam, you
can
probably tell us a little bit better
on
than that.
You know what I always really wanted was a blowjob from Katie Manzella.
Oh!
Oh, wow.
I wish we could get Katie to call in.
Wow.
And tell us if she would ever do that.
Not a bad one.
I think I could actually.
I heard she was really good.
No?
Yeah.
Katie doesn't need to hear that. She's
no, she
heard
doesn't.
It,
she's been
before.
Oh, if you could have anything in the world, you want a BJ from Katie.
That is a wish.
Okay. Yay! See how excited the kids were that you.
Wow.
They support you.
That's a group of elementary school kids listening Aradia. To the show.
They heard everything Aradia. You just said too. And they're disturbed.
What about Katie? Do you love so much?
Katie is beautiful. She's unique. She's a very, very nice young lady.
Really? So,
yeah.
So it isn't just purely sexual. It's more
not,
just like you would like a relationship with her.
I would like to be a really, really good friend.
Uh-huh. That bones.
And,
that gets blowjobs on stage.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
And a close friend, companion, and, you know, just...
Hit it all the time.
Yeah.
That's great. Have you told her that?
No.
Yes, you have.
I have? It's,
yeah, you have.
Yeah, it, you kind of did, but you said it a little more politely to her face.
Yeah.
Not much, but a little more.
A little bit more.
Yeah.
Remember you had the fantasy on the bus about her mouth and the other people told you?
We don't have to bring that up.
Okay. Okay.
But you know what? Now it's brought up. Yeah, I think you do have to talk about it.
Okay.
You're riding on a bus to the comedy store to go to the Ding Dong
Somewhere.
Show. And what happened?
I imagined her sitting next to me on the bus, and I imagined her giving me a blowjob on the bus.
No.
It was a little
I
better
didn't
before.
Hear all that. There. That's worse. That's worse. I just heard that he was thinking about her pretty lips, and some people on the bus spoke to him in Spanish, and made
no,
a,
nobody.
Something
nobody
to his pants.
Hold
no,
on. So the
nobody,
Latinos.
No, nobody spoke to me in Spanish.
That's
Mary
the thing.
Okay.
You
my
had
bad.
Said something
my
about bad. Your El Hardon or something like that. They had noticed.
No, nobody noticed anything.
Well, then you lied to us before.
Well, I don't know what I said, but I don't remember any.
Did you?
Any
were you a wreck?
Spanish people saying anything on the bus?
Were you a wreck? Yes or no?
Were you getting on?
I might have had a little bit of a hard on.
A little bit. Okay.
What's a little bit? Like it was hard a little bit, and then it just falls off.
No, it was a good hard on.
So okay. It was full. It was a full hard on.
It was full hard.
It was pretty much a full hard on.
Boy, not a boy. That's nice.
That was great.
Well, at least it still works, right?
Oh, I can say yeah. I get a good hard on.
I need that as a ringtone.
Yep.
Can we please have that as
a
ringtone?
We need a lot of ringtones.
Yeah, I can say I get a good hard-on.
Yeah.
I need a good hard-on.
Yeah.
How many hard-ons do you get a day?
At least one or two.
Okay. Nice. That's not bad.
That's not bad at all.
Maybe three.
Okay. Feeling frisky?
Something
yeah.
in the air.
Now, you don't like any of the other hot ladies that Don has in his show? I mean, he's got some babes.
Well, Jessica is totally hot.
Totally
Jessica,
hot.
Jessica Shores.
Jessica Shores yep. is totally fancy free. And
and since we're talking about this.
1920s.
I didn't want to bring this up.
Fancy free she is. That dame. She does the dame. She should be a wench.
She does the Charleston.
We have
drives me bonkers.
We have a Amanda Green who was in his band, Schizophrenic Surfer in the Comfort Zone. They are working together, and
I've already talked to Amanda about sex. Amanda's totally not into sex with anybody.
Well, we took them together. They both wanted to go see. What movie did they want to go see, Mary Jane?
We went to see The Muppets Most Wanted, a fantastic movie. I absolutely enjoyed it.
Well, it was great because we went to the El Capitan Theater where they have the Muppets actually there singing, and they put on a little 20-minute show before the movie starts, and it was great to see him kind of in a rock voice singing along with some of the Muppets' biggest hits.
Yeah.
And it seemed like a lot of the kids were looking at him while he was raising
what
his hand.
What was your favorite song, and can you just sing us one or two bars of it?
I can't remember.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
I really can't
Rainbow
remember.
Rainbow Connection? I remember you singing the Rainbow one. Connection.
Rainbow Connection.
How's it go?
Da, 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 da.
Rainbow
I don't know.
You know what? Right now, he's so concentrated on his band. You've heard his song, haven't you?
No, Doug.
Have you guys heard
his
song?
Mission of Mercy?
On a Mission of Mercy.
On a Mission of Mercy.
Give us the opening line.
Just a little bit.
Okay.
As much.
On a Mission of Mercy. Oh, yeah. You feel like rocking
so
out,
good.
Don't you?
Now, Don.
Yes.
We've talked to you about us possibly doing a 24-hour naughty telethon.
Yes.
And we've said we would give you an hour or two to do whatever you want in the telethon.
I would go 6 hours, and I don't think anybody would be bored.
Not at all.
Do
you think you could get that band to play our show?
I not only think that, but I also think that I would bring in Rucka Rucka, who's a great rapper.
Yeah.
We could also bring in, who else do we have? Oh,
I mean, if you want to bore him, you could bring in Sam the Armenian Comedian.
We got him. No, probably.
Pick a weird hour.
No, Vince is boring.
You can't cross the streams. You can't
Sam will make
Sam the
rage.
Armenian.
Sam causes rage.
The Armenian Comedian.
You don't know the Armenian Comedian?
Oh, I know the Armenian Comedian.
I can't
comedian.
Get booked
He's
anywhere because
hilarious.
This guy's burned every bridge for me.
Are you serious?
I'd like to play your club. We've told you not to come back.
No.
No, I'm like.
Okay, but I would not put that past that piece of shit.
He's one of those guys. There's two other Armo comics at the Comedy Store, Sam the Armenian and GT Topalian.
Right. And they're both in the Ding Dong Show.
And, like, they're nice guys. I have nothing. They're always like, what can I play your benefit show? I'm like, it's such a wire act as it is. If I threw it out there, it could just ruin 11 years of hard work.
Oh, by the way, before I forget, I do want to invite, because I know that you guys are big fans of the Windy City Heat.
Huge.
Saga.
And yes, yes.
Well, you know, we're doing the Big Three podcast still, and one of the things we're fighting for, we're coming up to in August, we're shooting a big thing that's either going to be huge or it will be the end of the Big Three. And we don't know exactly where it's going to be. It could be on a boat, and I'd like to invite you guys.
Yes,
it's August 5th, the weekend of August 15th.
Yes.
We have a band that's made up of the musicians from Morrissey's. Band.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy.
That's going to be great.
And we're going to have a whole thing, and there's a list. We got an, let me just say this, a super A-lister who's going to be part of this, and I can't give you much because who knows where this will go.
We really don't want to give it away.
Don't give it away.
This is going to be a big thing, but
don't
the
tell
fans
us about our Christmas
get in touch.
Gift.
Yeah. Because they
touch.
Can be part of this.
That's
going to
be
too,
a big
right?
weekend. Right. Yes,
yeah.
We're inviting fans. They need to contact
all the fans.
On
August 15th, they can come out here. So start
for the whole weekend till Monday.
For the whole weekend. All and right. then we're going to have Perry on the Ding Dong Show that Monday.
Can we set something up again for you guys to come in maybe 2 weeks before, put the word out?
Absolutely.
And we'll do some call-ins as it goes up. You can
Absolutely.
Give us updates.
Maybe a
we'll
cooking
get you
segment,
your five. What's that?
Maybe a cooking segment. Who knows? I mean,
oh, that'd be great with
yeah,
Perry.
Perry could
oh, yeah, get
Perry
a hot there. Chick to not put oregano in a spaghetti.
Yeah,
and
you
he'll
can choke her.
Yeah.
If you know anything about oh,
you
know
do.
That.
Yeah.
That
please,
is a fan.
Please tell
that
us.
Is a fan.
Please tell us.
Well, when we first met Perry, one of his stories he told me, he was married at the time. And the reason he got married was because he needed a place to live, so we impregnated this girl. Let's just say
she had a good job, he said.
Yeah.
This is the spaghetti story.
Yes.
This is a very famous story.
Very famous story.
Great bit.
And she put in too much oregano, and so he started choking her. He lifted her up against the refrigerator. The daughter saw all this.
As a baby, so she might not remember. No
yeah.
big deal.
She probably
no
does.
Yeah. The mom took her away before any trauma.
Oh, and it's
is
just,
that the end of the relationship right there?
Yes. That was kind of the final straw.
Did
oregano.
He have gay sex after that or before that?
Well, he claims he didn't have gay sex. He says he was raped. He has changed the story.
But he got yeah. he got paid.
He got paid.
SAG
so
vouchers and a job.
Yeah, he got SAG vouchers. He was in Tehachapi.
Can't rape the hire. That's what my grandpa used to say.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've never
yeah.
heard that
yeah,
saying
it was an
before.
Old, it's an old Triple
he's
E
He's gay for pay. That's what he is.
Is that gay?
He's gay for pay.
Is
by the
gay
way,
for pay gay?
I don't know if that's
if
what
you ejaculate down a man's throat when you're being raped, are you gay?
I mean,
that's I don't think that's a question we'll ever solve in this hour.
By the way, I would like to say one thing about Rucka here. This guy is amazing. He was in Detroit. Had never met this guy. He's at the when we first started the Big Three podcast, we were over at Adam Carolla's network, Ace Broadcasting, and we get this guy that sends some CD. I never listened to it at first, and he comes up with this song that he did on his own. Perry's gay, and now how many songs have you done with us?
Like five or six or some shit.
and one can't even be released. It's so bad.
Dude, you're...
Oh, really? So wonderfully.
He did a great job, but it's...
The world
can we hear any lyrics
shit.
Of it, or no, we can't release
yeah,
it?
Yeah, you could do
any lyrics show. If you want to.
Do what's your favorite song of all the ones you've done? Yo, Perry, Perry's Gay, Perry Knocked Over the Table.
I like Perry Knocked Over the Table.
Okay, we're not talking to you.
Okay, you just simmer your boner down.
Hey, shut
okay?
the fuck up!
Sam, can I use the bathroom real quick?
No!
That's not professional. That's not professional.
If you have to okay, go, you go
last
here.
Last time, didn't he beat off in our bathroom?
Yes, he did. They had the video and I saw that.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did. They have video of it.
We have video of it. There was an internal meeting. Everybody was here, including that chick. They called in all the playmates. And they said, who is this guy beating off in our bathroom?
And it was schizophrenic, sir?
They ran it regular, slow-mo, reverse, and in Spanish.
That's funny.
No, it's not. It's not funny
gotta,
at all.
It's traumatizing.
You got to be kidding me.
No, you really got in trouble, and you really brought a lot of people down with that. So, no, you can't use the bathroom. I told you to go
before. I mean,
you
got
to
go really bad?
No, don't
no,
let him
gonna
go.
No, he's going to be professional. Okay. He's been warned.
We only
about
have
this kind
another 4 hours of the show to go, dude. Yeah.
Then you can master.
After 4 hours, you can go pee and do whatever you want.
Pee.
Or whatever.
We're not really going to be 4 hours.
Just don't masturbate in our bed. Even though Lorenzo Lamas did bang in our bathroom.
Did he really? Is that true?
Yeah.
Renegade.
Who did he do it with?
Him and his wife. When
and
the
Chris
bathroom.
Narocco jerked off in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, and
too.
Our friend from Vice Magazine beat off in the bathroom.
Who's your
too.
Friend from Vice Magazine?
Chris
Narocco.
He does all the porn.
He admitted it. Lorenzo Lamas didn't really admit it, but we heard it.
We later on, we had her back for her second appearance, and we had a forensic guy who we paid to go in there and do DNA sampling, and he basically broke down.
Very thorough.
Yo, some people think, like, you come to Playboy Radio, and there's mad bitches, and everybody's getting their dick sucked. All these stories about guests coming here to beat off.
Yes.
What the fuck, man?
Hey, listen, Rocca. You know, you're right. We've never had chicks, and I've been sensing that we haven't had chicks on in a while. We walk this fine line where, like, we can have this place packed with assholes. Like, tons of chicks showing assholes. But nobody wants to listen to that. I like it. You guys like it.
Right.
But it's like people are like, oh, they'd rather hear.
We did try for Schizo's birthday.
We did try.
I
called
in
the filthiest girls I know. They had an interracial cream pie gangbang they had to shoot tonight. They couldn't make it. Yeah. So what we're going to do is because you guys got a big show coming up in August, we're going to have you guys back as soon as we get videos. We booked you guys for the first hour of our video podcasting. We're going to set it up. We're going to call it When Worlds Collide. Video Naughty Show meets Ding Dong Superstar. And we'll have you in and we're going to load this place with asshole. There's
going to
be so much asshole walking in here.
What do you think of that schizophrenic surfer?
I don't know. It sounds pretty fucking outrageous.
Yeah. It does sound pretty
fucking Are you just
outrageous.
A walking ringtone? Can I just say that?
I am?
Yeah.
That's a busy signal right there.
On
Hold on. Did you just challenge his...
Whoa.
Oh,
man,
wait a minute.
Whoa. Wait a minute. What's going on here?
Well, surfer.
We have a thing going on. Do you know who Michael Winslow is?
Yes, I do.
Michael Winslow is in a heated feud with this guy right now on who does
sound effects.
Better sound effects.
Well, wait a minute. Michael Winslow at one point was considered the greatest sound effects guy in the world.
At one point.
Was.
There's
you know who Michael Winslow is?
No.
Do you ever watch Police Academy?
Police Academy. No, I've never seen it.
All right. Well, he's
too
big shit.
Too busy getting boners on buses.
Too busy cream pieing.
Well, what's the deal? I'm interested in this.
Well, you know.
I want to hear Rucka. I want to hear.
Basically, they removed the sound effects board from in here, and I could easily fill in because I can do so many sound effects. So that started an online Twitter feud with Michael Winslow.
This is for real?
The feud is for real.
Oh, the feud's real.
The feud's real.
Oh,
that's cool.
The family feud.
Yeah, well, okay. Sort of.
Well done.
That's good. Survey says yes. That works.
Okay, so go on.
So we – well, I just – if Schizophrenic Server wants to challenge me to sound effects.
No, I'm not really into sound effects.
Because it's my passion.
Okay.
All right.
I think Schizo can take you.
Whoa.
Mary Jane laying down the gauntlet.
All right.
Wow, those are big words, Schizophrenic Server.
Can I throw a few things out there to see if they can do it?
I would love for you to
Who wants to go first? You want to go first,
Go ahead. You can start.
No, all no, right. I think you all should
right,
go
I'll start,
first.
I'll start. I'll start.
It's okay. Your dojo.
Thank you.
You show him.
It's my dojo, but I don't make the rules in the dojo.
Okay, yeah, because it's my dojo.
Right, exactly.
Okay, go.
I'm leasing it.
Okay. All right. Let's do something. We're at Playboy Radio, and I think Schizo has set us in the mood of just
absolutely.
Sex.
Yeah.
Let's have the sound of sexual intercourse.
Okay.
I'm gonna count. I'm gonna finish.
Unbelievable.
Very good, very
I
good.
I felt like I was there.
Well, wait a second before you say that. Oh, the crowd
Thank
went
you.
Crazy.
They're biased.
Schizo, your turn.
Are you ready? Same
Sex.
Sound effect or different one?
The same one.
Same, yeah.
Okay, we're going to same sound. Wow.
Good. It's a different take.
I got to go.
I got to tell you this. I didn't hear a woman in that one. Was that you masturbating?
That was him in the bathroom.
that was him on the bus.
Oh, there you go. I Schizo.
Yeah.
I got to go with him.
Okay, that's all right.
That was great, though.
That was okay. So close.
That was great. That
you
was really
feel good.
Good. Yeah.
That was that close. Because we've had people from all over the world challenge him, come in here, and just get slaughtered Game of Thrones
style. Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, what's that box on your desk right there?
Oh, really? You want to
know? Yeah, what is that?
This is
Someone sent you something.
Yeah, tell me who it is.
From All Things Comedy, our friend Tina Santamoro makes these dirty chocolates.
Dirty chocolates.
Oh, that's a
Do you like
penis.
Chocolates?
Yeah.
Here, have
here,
a chocolate.
Throw it here. I'll give
throw
it to
it,
you.
Yeah.
Oh, here, Mary there Jane. We don't want to break it.
Mary Jane.
All right. Let's.
I think that one's kind of broken.
Let's see Schizo put this in his mouth.
Okay. Which one should we go with? Where's the other good one?
All right. This is what they're looking for. Now, Schizo. They're going to give you some
here
candy.
It is. Here it is.
You've got to eat it right now, okay?
Okay.
It's,
Vince, will you take a picture of this?
No, it's racy.
What is that?
It looks like a large chocolate-colored phallic object with a pretty lady's hand choking the head.
All right, so now you will take the wrapper off and eat that. Rucka, they do this shit in Detroit?
Hell no, man. You get shot.
It appears to be an interracial sex scene.
All right, you don't have to keep the wrapper. You can take it off as fast as
you
want.
Yeah, that's all yours. Guys, if you want to see more of this stuff, what website should they go to, Vicky?
They should go to carnalconfections.biz.
.biz. That's amazing.
Now,
all right. I think Schizo's about ready to eat his black dick.
Now, remember, Schizo, this is somebody who gave us for free, so we need to promote this product.
You got
to
say it nice.
There you go. Eat that dick.
No, put it all the way in. See if you can get it all in at once. All in. Put it all in.
There you go. Even the balls. All right.
You got to put it all in and keep it there until
the
pictures.
Yeah, eat the
balls at the same
time. Just shove it all the way in.
God, does he need more?
Yeah. You know what? I got to tell you the truth.
Does he need more?
Yeah,
you didn't get a picture because
this is great.
Here's what you do. You swallow that. All right. No.
You can get one more dick in your mouth.
Okay, come on. No, we didn't get a picture. I told you to slow up. You got to No. You can't just show that. By the way, your dentures are falling out, aren't they? Your dentures are falling out.
It's okay.
Yeah, don't make me eat another one.
We're not going to make you do anything. This is all. All right, we got to get one picture.
One more.
Open your mouth. Just open your mouth. Wait till you see the flash go off.
There you go. Get it in there. Get it in there.
Open it wider. Open it wider. Don't be a prick,
kinda
please.
Kind of suck it a little, too. There you go.
Just lick it. Lick it. Stick your tongue out and lick it.
There you go. Some of the old dick fell out.
Oh, no, yeah.
If you want to have fun with this, go to Carnal Confections. Check it out.
CarnalConfections.biz.
Dot biz.
Well, thank you. That was fun stuff.
This last...
Can we get pictures of that? Can you send us some of those?
You think I'm not going to? Of course I will.
My stomach hurts.
Of course
just
I will.
The listeners surface. Know that that last large black phallic object going into Schizo's mouth had a white chocolate cum dripping out of it.
Oh,
that's right.
White chocolate.
So, yeah.
What do you like, the white chocolate?
What do you prefer, the black chocolate or the white?
I like the whole thing.
You can't lose.
Well, like Schizo's always said, to him there's one race and that's the human race. So good for you, Schizo.
All right. So that was great. That was gold. That was so great. But, you know, it's like Perry. Let's get back to Perry. What is going on with this big project you got? And Rucka's done how many songs, you guys say?
5 songs. He's done a couple themes. Did you just fart?
No.
That wasn't just a gas that came from you?
That wasn't me.
The truth.
Truth.
All right, I'm going to believe it, but if I smell it, I swear to God. No, what Perry is going through right now, as you know, the system is a thing that he can't get out of.
Yeah.
You're familiar with the
Absolutely,
system?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, explain to our listeners who don't know the system.
Well, I really can't because it's something, it's a secretive Hollywood thing that if you get on that, I'll just put this. Other people that have been in the system, Mel Gibson.
Oh.
Who else?
Denzel Probably. Washington?
No. Who was the
Lindsay
guy?
Lindsay Lohan?
Not Lindsay Lohan. Who was the guy that played Kramer?
Oh, Michael Richards.
Michael okay.
Richards was in the. You're right.
Oh,
so
the system isn't good.
No, if you're on that, if you're in the system, it is not good for you. Well, he's trying to get out, and I can just give you a little hint.
Okay.
We're going to have a meeting with people at the system, so that's going to be there. I can't say any more.
Okay,
I understand.
And then there's a top. I can't let anything out. It's but
you don't
want
to mess it up.
There's going to be a lot of people to see this, so people will be able to come to this big celebration August 15th, 16th, or 17th. We're not sure. And then on Monday the 19th, Perry's going to appear on the Ding Dong Show. By the way, every Monday night at the Ding Dong Show,
World Famous Comedy Store.
World Famous Comedy Store, Bar and Grill.
Let me ask you something. Will the system meeting be publicized? So if we want to go, bring some kind of.
It's a very secretive thing. I know this.
It'll be seen.
Will there be catering?
I know that we have to wear hoods as we're whisked away in the Hummer because we're not even. We can't even know where it is.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And you don't want to inquire about the system because if you walk that fine line and get stuck in it, you're literally fucked.
Dom, will you be live tweeting the meeting?
I got to tell you this.
It's
I think I've said
secret.
Too much.
I
don't want the naughty show to get in the system.
If you want us to erase this from our editing,
you can put
so it doesn't
on
even
there.
Get out?
Well, actually, it's going out live, so I don't think we can stop.
Well, we have this new system here. We can go back in time. It's something.
I can smooth it over real quick. I can smooth it over. Anyone that's a fan of Windy City Heat or the Big Three, the podcast is back and every other week, absolutely hilarious and strong as ever on www.thebig3podcast.com.
Or you can see it on get it on iTunes.
On iTunes.
And I'd like to throw this out there, if I may. Because of the naughty show and how good you've been to us, I'm going to make a deal that I seldom make. This upcoming Monday, what is that, the 9th?
Yes.
The first 350 people that come there are going to get in for free.
Wow.
Whoa!
Wow. That is amazing.
Can they use code NAUGHTY?
They'll have to say the naughty show. They have to say the naughty show.
You guys heard it here.
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys heard it here.
Wow. If you were wondering, Perry is still upset that his publicist was brutally raped.
Yes.
Whoa.
He was very upset.
All right.
John Quincy Adams. Yeah.
Well, okay. Go ahead. You tell me. What do you know?
I will say what Perry
let him. Let him.
Perry has one of the best publicists in the game, Tom Brennan.
Well, can I just say this? He is definitely the most powerful publicist in the entire Big Three.
Out of the Big Three, nobody has a better publicist.
Right.
this is the best one out of the three.
And
so Tom Brennan, basically Perry's publicist, was in New York, and John Quincy Adams, who we all know famously
funded. He was the producer of Windy City Heat.
He was very integral in Windy City Heat. And he's been trying to put together a musical, but Perry thinks that maybe John Quincy Adams gave Tom Brennan something called the DRP, which is a street lollipop, a date rape lollipop, date rape pop, and maybe raped Tom Brennan. There's some graphic pictures available online.
Where his hands are tied up in a ball and burn marks all
over
his chest.
Yeah, he's badly burned.
Right.
Perry is obviously upset about that.
Jealous as hell, I think.
Jealous, too, yeah.
Anytime John Quincy Adams calls our show, he gets in a fight with him.
Yeah.
And then he'll say dirty words that I don't say.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So Rucka, when did you decide that you didn't like Perry?
When he was talking shit.
Yeah. It's Perry's fault, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, we never did hear a song from
him. Yeah, let's hear it. I try to bring it back.
Well, I guess we could do an a cappella version of the unreleased, may never be released song for legal purposes.
Okay.
But this is about Tom Brennan allegedly getting raped. I mean, there's different sides to the story. Some say it's like the Armenian genocide. We're not really sure.
Whoa.
It could have been consensual.
Don't mention that or the Turkey people at all.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's the way I understand the story in the form of a song. Mo needed an agent. He went to the city of Asians, New York, to find Tom Brennan. But Perry wouldn't lend him any help or support finding Tom. Kind of best friend is Perry. What a hateful dork. Mo turned to Quincy, who lives in Brownstone. They went out to eat. Quincy gave Tom some DRP, lolly POPs. Tom woke up bleeding from his BUT. It was meant to be from up above. Now Tom and Quincy are crazy in love. You could clearly see how it's really y'all. It's really y'all Perry's fault.
Man.
I got to tell you.
That was wonderful. Once again, Rucka comes in, crushes.
Yeah.
He really does. He is, I mean, honestly, it has been so much fun having Rucka even around that. That's the reason Rucka's been hanging out at the Ding Dong Show.
I saw it last night.
Rucka is truly one of the best guys I know, and thank God he moved from Detroit out here.
I had to get the fuck out of there, man. I kept getting shot at in the streets.
Yeah, well.
And then there's grizzly bears just entering people's houses and hibernating.
Yeah, I ain't scared of no fucking grizzly bears. Man, but Detroit is scared of me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how's it going out here? You've been out here like 3 weeks now, right?
It's cool. You know, there's a lot of Hollywood bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Scumbags with the fucking suits and shit trying to fucking get me to sign some bullshit. Fuck that shit.
Yeah.
I see them in the street. It's gunshots. Fucking A.
Yeah.
All right. He always wakes up on the wrong side of the bed, but you got to kind of understand he's high strung and from that, you know. But we love him, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I think Schizophrenic Surfer, are you still eating that dick?
I'm still eating it.
Same dick.
Same dick.
Whoa. All right.
You just say, I'm still eating that same dick?
Yep.
It's chocolate.
No, just say, he wanted you to say, I'm still eating that same dick.
I'm still eating that black dick.
I'm still eating this black dick.
Dude, all right. That's a ringtone. Yeah.
I got to tell you something. If nothing else, you've got a lot of ringtones.
A lot of ringtones.
Gold, dude.
Absolutely.
You are so gold.
Yes, he is.
How does it taste? Is it yummy?
It's chocolate supreme.
Let me ask you this. Of black dicks you've had in your mouth, how would you rank this one?
This is the king.
Yeah, king dick. Do you think that? Do you think you'll eat another black dick ever?
I don't know.
Here, maybe throw it over here just in case. One to take home. Maybe one to take home. Take it home though.
Well, you can also eat some balls. We have balls.
Give me one to take home and show to my friend.
Here, he was talking about mouths before.
Your friend Steve.
Remember fantasizing about a mouth?
Oh yeah, give him the mouth.
So how about that?
Let's pretend that's Katie's mouth.
That seems like it's right up his alley.
Oh wow.
It kind of appears to have white chocolate. Jizz on the pretty red lips.
All right.
Yes.
Call that Katie. Give Katie a little kiss.
Kiss those jizz lips. Atta boy.
What the fuck are we doing in here? What
my
the
God.
Fuck are we doing in
Look
here?
Look at this. Why did we do this earlier?
What do we got?
Oh my God.
You got to eat that one.
We just broke into the huge dicks.
You got to eat that one.
Dude, it says the Naughty Show on it.
Yeah.
Who said this to you again?
Wait, we need to take pictures with that. This is from Tina Santamoro, who works at All Things Comedy, but also has this business, Carnal Confections, carnalconfections.biz.
Wow, she is fantastic.
Custom erotic chocolates.
The reason, you know, I don't know if you heard my album, went number two on iTunes.
Yes, I did. I helped.
She's the one who helped me put it all out. So, yeah. By the way,
congratulations on that album. Yeah. Where did it go number two? I thought it was number one.
No, went to number two. Well, number one in Canada.
One in Canada, yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Dude,
good for you.
Wow, number one in Canada.
I would eat this if you take a picture of, can you take a picture of that real quick? And we'll take a picture of that. This is,
Get over there, get close.
Here, Vicky.
This is a big black dick that says Naughty Show in in the white cum chocolate.
Can I have my monster?
Come in here.
Now he's asking for monsters.
He wants monster dicks.
That's a monster dick. Yeah, okay, so Perry. Should we give this to Perry to eat?
Schizo. Or what do
you guys think? Oh, yeah, Perry. Schizo?
I could give it to Perry if you'd like.
Should I freeze it till you guys come on some other time?
One or two things. What I could do is this. Do we do a Big Three podcast this week or next week?
You do one this week.
We release one this week.
This week. We'll probably do it next week.
Do you want me to put that in the freezer? And I will give it to Perry from the good people at the Naughty.
Oh, my God.
That's a humongous cock.
Sure to get,
Yeah.
I'll ringtone number five.
Oh, that would be so exciting. Hey,
that is an erotic confection.
That wow.
Wow. No, what's it?
It's
what's
a.
It? It's
no,
a
that, he's just correct, I believe, Vicky.
Yeah, why don't you go, this
that's
is
a great description.
I'm schizo, and I love carnal convections.
Okay.
Schizophrenic surfer, and I love
carnal convections.
Okay, say the whole thing. I am a schizophrenic surfer.
I am schizophrenic surfer, and I love carnal convection.
Yes. Yeah.
Wonderful.
There you go. There you go.
Hey, Don.
Yes, so sir.
To celebrate all the great stuff and the big show last night, the Naughty Show is proud to present to you a giant black cock candy.
Bravo, bravo.
And what I will do with this black cock, I will take it home, put it in my freezer, and this, not this Friday, next Friday, I will give it to Perry. So 2 weeks from this Friday, you will hear that on the
I
air.
Cannot
and
wait.
I will give credit to the Naughty
can
Show.
Can we take excerpt of that and put it within our podcast?
You can put the whole fucking thing on there. Absolutely.
I will definitely, I will get a cool little headshot of him, eating that big black cock that
that's
says
great.
Naughty.
Oh, my God.
Great. Right.
I'm
all
sure
right.
I'll be fine with it.
What a great show this is.
Oh,
I love that you guys came on.
Thank you very
much. Once we get cameras in here, we're just going to go crazy, dude.
Let me just say this. Who's the only podcast that regularly has us on? The Naughty Show. Show.
The Naughty Show.
Back on the
Playboy Radio.
Oh, okay. Ringtone 6.
Ah! 7.
7 right there.
anything you guys want to push real quick?
Yeah, I not only the Big 3 podcast on iTunes, Big 3 big3podcast.com, we also have simplydonthepodcast.com, and that's every week. So, and every night I close out the show at the Comedy Store. And if you're in town, go to Jimmy Kimmel Live. See me do the audience warm up.
You're the best at it.
Thank
anything
you.
Anybody else wants to push? I'm going real quick. I'm going to be in Toronto, the Underground Cafe, 13th, 14th, and 15th in Canada. Come check me out. My CD, Believe in Yourself. Available on iTunes and allthingsrecords.com.
Congratulations.
We'll be in
about that.
Ontario, right?
In Ontario, me and Gareth will be there rocking out with our cocks out.
Wow.
Go to allthingscomedy.com. Check out This Is My Podcast, Brian Scolaro's new show. And did you have something that you want to push?
Oh, well, I have a new thing I'm attempting. Please check out www.themaryjanestyle.com and follow me, subscribe on YouTube, The Mary Jane Style. It's how-to videos, an attempt of monetization experiments.
Nice.
Rucka?
Real quick.
Rucka Rucka Ali.
Okay, .com?
Schizo Surfer, S-C-H-I-Z-O-S-U-R-F-E-R.
Well
Schizo
done.
Surfer, Twitter. Good surfing always and surfing California and
long
around
live the
world.
Big 3. We're out. Playboy Radio. We'll see you on the other side.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows? And what's on the other side?
I get a good hard on.
I need that as a ringtone?
I don't know. It sounds pretty fucking outrageous.
Yeah. It does sound pretty
fucking are you just
outrageous.
A walking ringtone? Can I just say that?
I'm still eating this black dick.
Dude, all right. That's a ringtone.
Yeah.
I got to tell you something. If nothing else, you've got a lot of ringtones.
A lot of ringtones.